more to this job than just swimming.
Victoria Leeds, the new owner of the Huntley Club.
Drugs, murder. All this started once Leeds took over.
I thought we were lifeguards.
Everything that you guys are talking about sounds like a really entertaining but far-fetched TV show.
I'm ready to talk about this one more. I got something to say. Were you there for that?
You were there for
Baywatch.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Everybody was there. Good. Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about Baywatch right here. Now here. So everybody knows Baywatch. I mean, even if you didn't watch the show, y'all had a friend or somebody who was, you know, they had it on the screen. Y'all caught them masturbating to this. You know, Pamela Anderson, man.
Sure.
She was kind of like the Farrah Fawcett of her time.
That's what they called her.
Did they?
Yeah.
Ah, look at me. I didn't even know that. I just took a guess. No, I didn't. But the thing is that they have this picture of her, and it is legendary. So many people had this picture on her wall. So many people in love with her. And as far as Baywatch, that's about everybody remembers from that
thing. Well, the Hoff.
Oh, and the Hoff himself, David Hasselhoff. But see, while people are talking about Baywatch and saying, what could they have done for a comedic reboot, a cinematic comedic reboot, an adaptation? Because there are a lot of people saying, and there wasn't really much going on to that show. And that's why people kind of looking at the movie. They said, well, the movie just going to add, that's something they can make fun of right there.
Sure. Because ever since 21 Jump Street, everybody's like, it might be one of those.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they're saying.
Like that, where they just make fun of it.
Like Chips.
Yeah. But see, this was not like Chips, because Chips, really nobody was asking for that. No one thought about that. Baywatch got people just a little bit more familiar with it. Baywatch came out a little bit later. Baywatch is a little more legendary.
Yeah, and it was an international phenomenon.
Exactly.
And all these places that don't have beaches or blonde women.
That's why unless you count Germany, where they love David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
And
but they don't have beaches.
They don't have beaches over there. And they thought, okay, well, what can we can't lose with this one, because just like 21 Jump Street, we got A-list actors in here.
Mm-hmm.
We've made it edgy. It's rated R.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a parody. And
if nothing else, nothing else.
Yes.
You got The Rock.
Yeah, and you got The Rock with his big ass up in here.
Some fishy shit is happening on our beach. And my balls say we need to go over there and check it out.
It's a bad idea, Mitch. We're lifeguards. My balls say,
it's just take it easy, Ryan.
And Zachy Poo.
Yeah, I noticed you had to sit a chair away.
Yeah.
Really, we all sit right next to each other. Come on, put a chair between all of us. He's like, Zachy Poo's in this.
Did he have a jacket on his lap, too?
No. He was curled up. I'm like, hey, I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to have a good time, man. Elements in there that everybody I'm looking at this picture right now, I'm like, damn, that boy's fine. But here's the thing. Yeah, I'm gay for him. Y'all know that. And ain't no secret right there. See,
why you gotta put a qualifier on it?
Yeah, just for him.
Just for him.
and the dudes that look like him. But you know, I thought, okay, I'm just gonna come out and say it, man. Baywatch, the movie.
I thought you were going to say, I'm gay. No,
I'm going to come out for Zac Efron. Yes.
There you go.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I ain't trying to hide anything right here. It's one of those films where I ain't trying to lead up to the review. I'm going to tell you right now, this is bullshit. And the reason why is because Baywatch ended up being everything that I thought 21 Jump Street, the movie, was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because this trailer right here, it's even a slightly better trailer than the one that came out with 21 Jump Street. I remember looking at that trailer, and Martin was like, man, I really love this trailer right here. And we jumped on you, man. Yeah. We jumped on your ass about that. I looked at this trailer, I said, man, ain't no way in hell this movie can be any good. And came out, and I had to go look at Martin like, man, I'm sorry, man. I talked about you. Hey, man, I liked it. What, Martin, like, what you give it? I give it one, right? What? Full price. Nah, man, it was... 21 Jump Street defied my expectations, even with me thinking how good, the possibility of it being good.
Sure.
Ran past those expectations. So here's the thing with, with Baywatch. Baywatch, I even give more credit if you can make it work, because Baywatch is a movie that it's harder to parody.
Well, yeah, because 21 Jump Street, the show itself, it wasn't like it was a goofy show. Like, you know, you had to get past the premise, and sure, it was, you know, it had its trappings of being the late 80s.
Yeah.
But other than that, you're like, well, that's something of a solid idea here. It worked for the Mod Squad. Why not?
Well, let me tell you about 21 Jump Street. No, it was fucking stupid. It was stupid, and the difference between 21 Jump Street and Baywatch, 21 Jump Street didn't know it was stupid. It was not self-aware as Baywatch was. Say jump down on Jump Street. Say jump down on Jump Street. This one I knew I was becoming a man, because I was a teenager. I was about 17, 18 when this came out, and I actually looked at this and said, this is fucking stupid. It was, I could not take this seriously at all.
Well, yeah, man, if you're going to contradict me and show clips at the same time.
That's what I'm here for, yeah. I brought weapons to this fight. Hey, come on, man. You looking at this. You...
All right, you win.
But Martin, the thing is, it's been years. It's dumber than you remember.
Oh, I don't doubt it, because it wasn't like I watched it.
Yeah.
I just remember it would come on, and I would just wait for Tracy Ullman and The Simpsons to come on after.
Yeah, but when I saw it, I was like, this is horrible. And I mean, it was successful because they had cute people in there and a crazy-ass premise. You know,
sure.
Policemen who undercovers high school students. It should have been almost a parody of itself, but it was not. It took itself kind of seriously. Unlike Baywatch was stupid and knew it was stupid.
Did it know?
They knew. Martin, especially, I mean, if Baywatch didn't convince you, then Baywatch Nights definitely knew.
Well, I knew by that. 6 hours.
I'm telling you, man, I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Freeze. Put the gun down.
Now you put your gun down, man. I'll cut her, man.
Looking like the Chicken Man from Family Guy. You know? They had a whole fight. Though I didn't know that fight. When I edited it down, they did a whole fight with a Negro dressed up like a chicken.
In a chicken restaurant.
A fried chicken restaurant. You know.
So is that racist or just ironic?
Kind of. But they knew. So, you know, it was okay.
I know. I'm looking at it. To me, it doesn't say they knew.
There's a lot about Baywatch. Maybe people on the fence, but people said, yeah, they kind of were aware of what they were. I mean,
because it was never funny.
But that's why it was funny to a lot of people, because they were playing it straight. Mm-hmm. They played it so straight that they were in on their own gag after a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least from my experience, you know.
Hasselhoff never seemed like he was in on it.
He's just weird anyway. But one of the big things was, it was like they would do that slow motion, but they'd be running to something important. So like that was some people always laughed at. They're like, why are they running in slow motion when there's like somebody being shot over there?
Yeah. And
because that was their bread and butter.
They knew they were fucking up.
Martin, trust us. Okay. You know what I'm saying. Right?
Now I'm kind of with Martin on this one.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't think they knew what they were doing with Baywatch.
You understand?
Because they could have pumped the comedy more if they knew what they were doing.
Well, either way it goes, whether they knew what they were doing or they didn't know what they were doing, this movie don't know what the fuck is doing at all.
That's true.
And I can tell you, because one of the things, there are things that are happening here, whether Baywatch knew what it was doing or not, this movie, it doesn't understand parody. There are so many missed opportunities here that you have. Number one, you got a movie where it's lifeguards who are trying to be policemen.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been the joke right there, that they are actually going out there trying to solve crimes, don't know what they're doing. By the end of the movie, the villain probably got away and they bungled the whole case. And furthermore, they could have done it in the most shallow kind of ways, because these are they should have been like, they're trying to be cops in the movie. Mm-hmm. They should have been really narcissistic, egotistical people. Mm-hmm. Who, that's why they couldn't really do their job, because they were too busy looking at each other and looking at themselves and sleeping with each other.
Like Samuel Jackson and was it The Nice Guys? What was the one?
Yeah.
The Other Guys.
The other guys. Yeah. It should have been something like that. But that's not the case that they do right here. You know, they miss so many opportunities in this movie. I've never seen a movie that fucked up so many opportunities like this film did right here.
It's like there was two sets of writers. And
yeah.
And there was one set of writers that was going for the 21 Jump Street kind of thing.
Yeah.
With that kind of parody. And another set that was like the writers that you see on a Kevin Hart action comedy. That are just trying to play it straight and have some jokes in there.
Yeah.
And let's have some heart too. And it's like, man, these styles are just not working together. Plus, neither team is talented enough to pull off what they're trying to do.
Yeah. You just showed a dick. You can't have a heartfelt scene after that.
See, that's one of the problems with the movie. They have so much stuff to parody in the film, and they don't know how to do it. They have these girls in this movie, and they don't do shit. They are there to look good, like the girls in Baywatch. Yeah. They could have been this could have been something where you had a parody of these women who look good, they're fine as hell, but they cannot get these guys to take them seriously at all. They, you know, they're trying to be respected. They even solve some of the things, and these horny ass dudes are not looking at them. But no, what you get in this movie, hey, when you see titties, titties is titties.
Do you just look at my boobs?
I was not my intention. I didn't.
You look at them right now.
Now I did. Because you were talking about them.
Testing?
You know, nice try acting like you're making a statement about body parts and objectifying women and sexism. But no, they know what they're doing. They're trying to sell this movie by titties, man. That's exactly what they did right there. And you know, the girl's sitting up there shaking her boobs, and there's nothing else to that. And furthermore, this little relationship, because you know it's going to happen between her and Zac Efron, they don't set up shit for this.
No, they don't.
They said, you know what? They're on screen. You know what this is. And they just run with it.
They're pretty. They should be together. Okay.
It has that syndrome of going, guys, we only got 10 pages left, and we haven't had these two hook up or have this other thing happen or this guy turn out to be the bad guy yet. So do it.
Alexandra Daddario is the girl right here. And they don't waste any time. They're on screen, and you... Like, I almost admire them for saying, why the fuck are we even going through this? You know what's going to happen. In a better movie, that could have been funny.
Yeah, but they telegraph everything. Like, there's one part where we saw, like, the guy that eventually turns into the bad guy. We're like, he's like, well, make sure these drugs get checked in right. I was like, man, that is the bad guy.
You cracked up every time that dude was on the screen.
I'll tell you, I'll get to that dude in a little bit. Because they everything that they think that they're doing that's comedic in here is going against what could have been a parody here. Now, it's not just with this girl right here. They do a whole montage of trying to be funny. Like they say, they try to set up a joke. These girls are like, why? Again, making a statement on the regular Baywatch show. Why are our bathing suits crawl up our ass? They give you a montage of girls digging in their ass, pulling the bathing suits out, walking up ladders. They defeat everything that they think they're trying to be clever about. And what they trade the cleverness in for? Dick jokes. There's two dick jokes in here, and they are long. They draw that out.
Phrasing.
Yeah. Unless you know what my mind is. they have a moment where they might try to change it up with, you know, throwing in the scrotum, the taint. The balls, maybe an asshole.
It's gotten boring.
Lift his
now.
Fucking scrotum and check his taint.
Dude, it's a taint, man. It's a taint.
Didn't even look. Get closer.
Ugh, it smells like yogurt.
Oh, there is a hole. That's just his butthole.
Smile.
You know,
it's childish.
That scene goes on and on. Even the dick is in there shaking his head. Y'all,
my career has come to this.
Y'all need to quit. It's done, man. Y'all finished?
I used to do art films in the 70s.
How long are we going to do this? I felt sorry for the dick. It looked bullied in this. And in that scene, they actually show it. I'm really getting tired of movies thinking they're being funny by showing a dick.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, yo, they're going to be shocked by the penis. Like, not anymore.
No, that's done. Yeah. No, we see that today. Another one is a dick getting caught. There's something about Mary gag. Dick getting caught in a bench or something.
Yeah, how old is that movie? It's got to be nearly 20 years old.
Yeah
it's close to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they don't understand the meaning of having the R rating, too. All the edginess that they think that they're doing, like we said, it's dick jokes. If it ain't the dick joke, they take an opportunity to, like, show you some bloody body parts. You know what?
A foot. That's good luck. Pick it up.
That was actually a funny part in the movie.
Yeah.
I heard you laughing over there. I was like, all right, you got me with that one.
Yeah.
But they have did you notice like some of the jokes that they kept doing? Because The Rock is trying hard, man.
He is. I mean, and the thing is, what the only thing that keeps this movie buoyed was
boo. Boo. Yeah, booey.
I'm not gonna boo you. I know you're better than that, so I'll be quiet.
is the Rock's charm. It's like they hired him because they know, look, this guy's charming. Yeah. And in the beginning, you're like, well, you know, when nothing else, he's delivering these lines and he's funny and man, you just love The Rock. But there's that point where he can't save this. And even he checks out of it for a while.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
It's almost like he went to the writers and said, I need you to write me out.
Yeah. Yeah, and
I'll finish it, but I can't do this no more.
Yeah, them goddamn muscles can't save everything.
And the thing is, when he is not in there, you feel it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you do. And I'm going to give some other people credit here, because The Rock is actually one of the guys who tries, and there are the people who are doing better. But he, and the reason why is because the material they give him, they give him this running gag, which gets old after two times, where he just, his whole relationship with Zac Efron in the movie is just to call him names that are demeaning to him, like little boy, new kids on the block.
Hey, Steph.
Hey.
New kids on the block here is from Iowa.
Oh, man. Really?
Let me ask you this. A lot of oceans in Iowa?
No, just ponds and lakes and cocky pretty boys. Hey, Mitch, what happened to that last pretty boy recruit we had?
He died.
What is this, lifeguard hazing? I'm Matt Brody. Hold the world record in the 200 meter.
Hey!
Matt Brody,
yes, absolutely. And we still don't give up.
Yeah, like we don't either. You know, they cut it off before they say fuck. Why? I don't know. There's a red band trailer out there. Okay. But that's another thing. They just say fuck a lot. I mean, it's one of the most childish movies where I've seen them say fuck in the most childish way. Mm-hmm. And like a kid who learned how to say fuck for the first time.
The second half of it, or certainly the third act, the R rating kind of went away because they weren't doing anything with it after that.
Oh, yeah. And for a movie that wants to be so edgy and R rated, like I said, it's just childish. It's just like a kid wrote this. They give The Rock some of the most horrible lines. Hey, this is my beach, bitch. And I'm like, really?
One other thing about this movie that it never met a joke that it was not willing to run into the ground. In the beginning, like some of it was funny, it was charming. Yeah. I was like, anything I liked about it, it's almost like they said, oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do that again. And again, and again. Say, God damn it, y'all. Get new jokes. Like the little rock figure in the aquarium that kept changing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah. Oh, that first time, like, ha.
That was funny at first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But they like, no.
What do you say?
That happened, yeah, for me too, because I went into this dreading it. And for like the first 20 minutes, with the exception of that dick joke that goes on way too long, I was actually laughing a lot more than I expected to. But this movie's also 2 hours.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is this movie 2 hours?
That's a good question.
Yeah, like for every time it made me laugh, it failed in making me laugh probably like another 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, it was funny. Gertz was like, did you know this is 2 hours? And I looked at Gertz like, well, maybe Baywatch has a lot to say. And I was like,
nope.
The movie ain't got shit to say.
No.
Not one goddamn smart thing to say. I'm really irritated by this movie because there's a lot of shit that they could have done. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad about it, because it's one thing to be bad, but it's another thing to be bad and just fucking lazy with it too.
This is one of the most predictable movies we have ever seen. I've ever seen. Period.
Well, one thing I can't stand. I know I'm guilty of it sometimes too, and I'm hoping I'm more clever at it. But I'm sorry if I've ever offended any of the fat people out there, because now I hate fat jokes. I hate fat jokes are some of the easiest. And well, not when it comes to you, man. That's when it's hilarious. But for everybody else, I hate it when that's just the joke. Be fat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got this dude in here who looks like Josh Gad fucked Dave Grohl.
Damn.
Am I lying? No.
No, no, no.
No, you're not.
It is one of the creepiest things. And his joke in the movie, hey, we need a distraction. Go on the dance floor and do your fat thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, what's funnier than being fat?
Oh, I got an idea. You're fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, more everybody? Of my character?
Nah.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? Fat. Because when the movie runs out of jokes, they just say, go be fat. And what's funnier than being fat? Being naked and fat and demeaned.
I am the champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
It's like they couldn't afford Josh Gad, so they got this dude right here.
Exactly. Yeah.
This dude, his name, John Bass, and I have nothing against him, really.
Thankless role. It's like, we got nothing for you, so just do stuff.
Yeah, they treated him like he was a lower-end Josh Gad because they couldn't get him, and now they're having him just being a fool in here. I don't mind. Look, you know me. I'm not very PC myself. I don't mind a fat joke if it's kind of clever and funny, but when you just throwing a guy out there, take your shirt off and be fat.
Yeah.
You fat fuck.
You know, even I'm like, before we saw him, and I was like, Gertz, how many times do you think that guy is going to fall in this movie?
Yeah.
And he fell like 4 or 5 times. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they went in slow motion and they have him fall just to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this. The biggest problem with this movie is that. I'm laughing, but I'm angry about this shit. There's a moment where this is supposed to be a parody of the show Baywatch. It turns into an episode of Baywatch.
Yeah.
It does.
It starts buying its own shit. Like, where Baywatch, this is why I say that Baywatch knew what it was doing, because there's a point where they would knock that shit off and they would do something ridiculous. This turns into an actual crime story, like a crime procedural, and they get emotional with it.
Yeah.
There's a point, they're going to Zac Efron's background, and I'm thinking, okay, this is how they're going to play this up for laughs. And no, they're actually trying to get tears out of us. They playing sad music.
Okay, there was one time though where they went in his background and I laughed because he was like, they say, what are you, something? And he goes like, no, I'm Caucasian. And I was like, all right, that's a good joke.
That's one of the moments where it's funny.
You know, one of the very few ones.
Yeah, he had some of those moments where he reminded me of Ray. am I lying? Well, tell me you didn't think that.
Ray ain't going to do you like that, man.
But it's not like Zac Efron is bad. But he is very much a cut and paste his character from Neighbors.
And that's what they did.
They might as well just called him Teddy.
But you know what? I'm okay with that because he's pretty because he's gorgeous.
He's a beautiful man
because he's such a fine specimen. But and y'all gonna do my baby like this? Y'all gonna do my baby like this? Fuck you! You could've. They. I want to be emotional for him too, and they didn't do shit with it. Nothing clever. Besides being a fine motherfucker, he's also a very good comedic actor.
He is.
For a guy that has pecs and abs like he does,
he's actually
a very talented guy. And I would love to see him, and he just can't catch a break. And the movie doesn't help because the movie starts to be so serious that they do the tropes that people make fun of in serious police procedurals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were talking about what's the guy's name?
Rob.
Rob Hubel.
He's on a children's hospital.
Right, right. He was the other guy in How to Be a Latin Lover, whose name I couldn't.
I didn't see that, but I saw him in this, and he was fucking horrible.
He was awful.
He was usually
somewhat funny, but yeah, in this, nope.
And you know why? Because I thought about it. Because I said I've seen this guy. I like him on Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. I've seen him on other things where I'm laughing. And the reason why is because he's the only one that gets it. Mm-hmm. But the movie's making him look like shit.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to play it like Baywatch. I'm trying to play it straight. I'm trying to, like, not crack up at these lame jokes that they wrote for me. Mm-hmm. And he's the one in the movie where he's actually trying to do a little wink and nod because he gets these drugs. And he's like, yes, I will make sure this goes to his right place. And it plays bad because they are playing it like a real police story.
I'm not going for it, man.
Well, because he's used to Children's Hospital, where they have the kind of humor that could pull something like this off, mm-hmm. where you take something that's so ridiculous, but everybody plays it straight, and it's funny.
Well, no, he was basically what Ice Cube's character was in 21 Jump Street, because he's like, how are y'all going to pass for high schoolers? Y'all look like you're 40.
Yeah.
But like in this, he's the guy that's, like you said, he knows what it is, but nobody else does, so they make him look like crap.
Yeah, he's terrible in this, and it's not his fault. He's the only when I'm playing it right. He did his job.
And I came here to fuck up. I don't know what y'all doing.
And then they fucked him up. I like getting hazed at work or something, man.
Yeah, they did him wrong.
They
man.
Did him dirty. And they can't even do a cameo right.
No.
Everybody knew it was happening, so no spoilers right here, but David Hasselhoff comes into the movie and he literally just pops up. He don't come in there. Like, this picture is a better cameo than him in the movie. He don't have a hamburger in his hand. He's not wearing the Baywatch
leather.
Clothes. Like, any of that. He's come just in some shorts and some
pulls
a shirt.
Up in kit. That would have been dope.
Oh, if he had crashed through the door.
Oh wow, Knight Rider.
No, it's like he was sleeping on the beach because he had no place else to live.
Yep. Get mad at me if you want to. I don't give a fuck because it doesn't matter. The Rock is at the Sprint store doing some shit, and David Hasselhoff is behind him like, hey, that's the cameo.
What you doing here,
hey, guy? What you doing, man? There's no clever cameo for him. Same thing with Pamela Anderson. She don't even have any lines when she pops up.
No.
In fact, some people in the audience, they were like, when they saw her, they're like, yeah. I was like, shut up. She ain't doing nothing but walking across the screen.
Right.
I mean, I'm going off. I don't know if am I going off too hard on this movie?
I feel like you're not. I feel like you're letting this by with a lot. It is a god awful movie. the thing is, there are moments in here where you're like, wow, this movie can pick itself up. Like when they come with the jokes and they do it the first time, you're like, oh, this is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And there's even certain cameos where it not cameos, but scenes between two characters that works multiple times, like with The Rock and the cop, because that's one of the things where you're like, all right, if they know what they're doing, this cop is saying, you're not police officers, get away from this. Like, if you want to help, go save somebody drowning or go, you know, stop somebody from running with fish sticks. But in this one, they bring the cop in, and I feel like they should have given him more stuff to do because he was the funniest person in this movie.
He is.
They mess up by repeating jokes, and then they play songs every 10 fucking minutes, and they're the same, like they're not bad songs, but they keep using them out of place. There's like 5 Run the Jewels songs in here. Yeah. And they're during like these action scenes where it's supposed to be some serious stuff happening. And some dude's like, yeah, I fuck a bitch in the throat. I'm like, they're going underwater in this fire there. What's going on in this scene? This movie is just so jarring. Like, I didn't even know I was watching a movie at the time. I thought it was a joke. So I feel like this is a pass.
I'm gonna tell you something. The show does everything better than this movie right here. The show is more of a comedy than this is right here. It does everything better. If you want to see a real cameo, watch the show. I was watching some stuff today and I was like, oh shit, is that who I think it is?
Come on, give me a break.
That's Bryan Cranston, man. Right,
Heisenberg, right.
On a boat. I was like, wow, they got better cameos than this movie did.
Mm-hmm.
And that mother, you know, he did one show. You brought up a good point, and it's frustrating to me. Some of the not only missed opportunities with the parody that they could have done, but with the funny people they had in here.
Mm-hmm.
This cast that they have has nothing on some of the people that they have on the side that either give you some, you know, a chuckle or make you laugh out, just laugh outright. Beginning of the movie, they had, it's a waste. And if they're not using them well, they're just wasting them.
Hannibal Buress.
I was about to say Danielle's guy. Hannibal Buress is in here. He's there. He cracks one joke and then that's it. He has just one other thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's gone. That that dude that you were talking about.
Black cop.
Whatever his name is. Prince Yahya Abdul Mateen. This guy.
That's his name?
Well, not take off the Prince part. I'm just talking. he sounded like something from Black Panther. But Yahya Abdul Mateen. That guy is hilarious. I wish the movie was more on him.
You turned the canals into the goddamn X Games.
That's because we were in lifeguard pursuit.
Oh, okay. My bad. Except for there's no fucking such thing as lifeguard pursuit.
Every time he was on the screen, I said, you know what? I'm laughing so hard. How come we couldn't have more performers like that in there? Every time he left the screen, I was like, brother, take me with you, please.
Brother. Like, that was literally the only time I think we sat up and see, like, all right, he's back on. Let's see what he can do. After that, you just fade back out.
He has like 4 scenes and they're all funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they're each like maybe a minute long.
Yeah. And him and The Rock actually work well together, man. They would cap it on each other pretty hard. And I was like, man, he should have been the partners in the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, That's where the really tragic part of this comes in, is that if The Rock and Zac Efron do have they had the possibility of being a good comedy duo in this.
Yeah.
But they just have them doing the most lame ass Three Stooges ass business. There's a part in here where they actually do that thing of, how are we gonna get in there? I got an idea. Costumes. And the costumes don't even have, it has nothing to do with the story. It's just an excuse to show Zac Efron with his pretty ass dressed up like a woman and The Rock dressed up like a chef. And that's all they do with it. They come in, they talk about each other's costumes, and then they're out. They don't even use it correctly. It's just supposed to be, oh, look at them. They're dressed funny. You know, fuck this movie, man. Fuck this movie right up his Baywatch ass. I hate this fucking film. I hate it. I hate it for one. For all the things that I got a chuckle about, it just dug his heels in worse for me.
Yep.
Because a chuckle was something where, oh, this is what could have been. And furthermore, for a movie to want to be a parody of something and not understand exactly what a parody means for 2 hours, that's a sight to behold right there. It's what it shows you is that there are so many opportunities here where this could have been another 21 Jump Street. Mm-hmm. It was harder to do, I think, than 21 Jump Street, but it was there. Hey, look, I don't want to sit up here and blow my own horn, but this could have been something where these guys who think that they are cops could have been some of the most incompetent people fucking up the city.
Right.
And instead, what did they do? They actually made an episode of Baywatch. Baywatch will keep you for 30 minutes to an hour. They sitting up here asking you to watch 2 hours of something that can't even hold a candle to this show. I don't care if you don't like it.
But I don't know. Well, by that reasoning, couldn't it be argued that somebody who's a big fan of the show, this would be like watching two episodes together?
No.
And they like that?
No, because like I said, the show does everything so much better. People, you think I'm mad? Do you like Baywatch? You're going to hate this shit. You're going to throw shit at the screen if you watch this.
If you like Baywatch, then you don't have any discerning taste.
He's got a point. He has a point.
I would doubt it. There's a lot of people who grew up on Baywatch that actually...
It's because they were growing up.
Yeah, who actually liked it.
They were kids or... They
were kids.
They were kids.
I was a kid when Baywatch was on it. I knew that was when it was time to turn off the TV and go outside.
The thing is, we watched a lot of dumb shit when we were kids, and I can't come up here and talk about people. We watched Chips, Starsky and Hutch, all this dumb shit when we were kids.
You didn't watch Chips.
I did. Waiting on cartoons to come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You watched Chips on accident.
Like, yeah. Chips was on when I was a kid, but I never watched it.
You watched some dumb shit when you were a kid, and a lot of people do that. And if they
but I recognize it was dumb shit.
And people who do that with this, they know it's dumb shit too. And they come in here expecting them to actually be able to pull this off. Hey, I guess you liked the movie then.
No, I didn't like it.
Then why are you talking to me like this?
But I don't feel this level of hatred that you guys do, because I was like, yeah, the show was awful.
Yeah.
And I don't expect this to be, if this can entertain me at all, I'm going to be amazed.
Yeah.
And for that first 15 to 20 minutes, I was like, okay, it kind of did.
I'm with you on this. I thought we saw a worse comedy last week. I thought the Amy Schumer movie was worse than this.
No. I missed that.
No, not for me. No, man. This movie felt like it was holding me hostage. I was just sitting there like, Rock, I want to go home. Please let me go.
And you can insult the fans all you want to. You can insult the show. It's a fucked up film. It is a badly written, badly made, badly comedically timed, and yet it still thinks that it's doing something funny. I really hate when I see shit like this, and it's so miscalculated. It's just a bad film. I don't give a fuck what it's based on. It's a bad fucking movie. And that's the biggest thing about it. It is
again, you're taking a personal front.
Yeah,
I don't
man.
See what
they ruined Zac Efron for him.
And my fucking baby. We ain't gonna do my baby like
this movie didn't make you fall in love with him. Hold that against it.
They gave your baby a job when nobody else would hire him.
Goddamn right.
And they taking those jobs away from him. Every bad movie he makes is just decreasing his chances. He ain't gonna get too many more of these. I had to sit there for 2 hours and watch something that could have worked, not work. And that's my fucking life. That's why I'm offended by it. The hell with this movie. I stick by what I say. Fuck you. And one of these days, Martin Thomas, it's happened before and I can't think about it, but you are going to have this moment like I'm having right here. Not with this movie, but you're going to find a movie that's pissed you off like this, and sure, I will remember this. So
You've
let
done
me,
it to me before.
So you let
don't
me have
to remember.
Mine.
I'm sure there's tape of it.
You let me have mine right
okay,
now.
Okay, fine.
I'm not asking for much. I'm not even worried about your review. Let me be mad.
All right, be mad.
Thank you.
That's
shit.
Fine. I don't get it, but you be mad.
Man, I would have...
Be mad all you want to.
Martin, I would have said, fuck this movie and walked on. Man, but people watch our show stupid. Man, why you gotta do this to me? Now I gotta go off. But respect.
Okay, all right.
I respect it. You got some entertainment out of this? I got it.
Okay.
Cool. So what you
think? Oh, it's solidly a matinee for me. And here's the reason why. No, I'm kidding.
I got scared. I was about to dart out that door behind us, man.
Funny thing, I'm mad. I'm not even mad. I'm mad at myself. I'm like, why am I so mad at this?
Right.
We've seen
worse. I feel like last week we couldn't win.
You hurt Sammy. Look at
that. I know.
You scared Sammy.
Just took off. They bolted.
Took that little Asian dude with
him. Can you make my shirt?
Jin Yang. Jin Yang.
Fuck you. Fuck yourself.
Hot dog. Sorry. But anyway, hey man, pretty much everything you said is true. It's not a good movie. A lot of wasted opportunities. So much that could have been done with it. One of the things that could have been done with it would be to not make the fucking movie in the first place. Never asked for this. I don't think anybody was asking for this. Even if you were a fan of Baywatch, you weren't like, man, I wish they'd make a movie of that because there's so much you could do. No. I mean, how many seasons did it run?
A lot.
Yeah, a lot. A crazy
and
amount.
And spinoffs.
Yeah. And yet they're all plots that were just rehashed from a drawer where they have all these plots from all these different old TV shows that they just did over and over with no shame. I don't think the show was in on the joke. I think they were just trying to be cheap. Because every time I've seen David Hasselhoff talk about it, it's never with that like, yeah, we were pulling a big joke. It was either he's proud of it or he's like, man, I don't know why people bag on my show so hard.
Can
like,
I ask you something? Okay. Here's, and I will say this about the show, and before we move on, let everybody give their ratings, or you give your rating. I will say to you know about you talking about the show, even for people who like the show, there's not a whole lot to remember about it.
I mean,
21 Jump Street had a hook.
Yeah.
This one is just chicks on the beach that run slow.
Right.
And David Hasselhoff. There's nothing really to target.
And they somehow solve crimes in between saving people from drowning.
Yeah.
Yeah. There ain't a whole lot there. So they didn't have much to work with. They seemed to like partially know what to do, but not really, certainly not enough. The most unforgivable sin it commits is being 2 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it really makes everything they do wrong that much more amplified. Going at 30 minutes, deciding that the big mistake a lot of movies like this make is that they get too bogged down in the plot. You remember Super Troopers?
Yeah.
Super Troopers starts out so funny.
Yes.
That first hour. And then they go like, oh, yeah, we got to get back to that plot. And that last 30 minutes is just, man, fucking kill me. I don't want to finish watching this.
Well, that's when they become a routine movie. Like trying to solve a crime instead of making
that
fun
too.
Of it.
Yeah, it does that too. Except instead of waiting until the last 30 minutes, it does it with after the first 20.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going along with it. And yeah, you got the fat kid who doesn't belong there. His joke is that he shouldn't be here. And yet they have nothing they can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it becomes tiresome. I don't like this movie. I'm never going to watch it again. But I just on the merit of how it did do something, even like a little bit more than I expected, I give it a super low rental.
Mm-hmm. Gertz?
What's up? Martin, I love you, man.
Good. You made pretty much everything I felt good about it. Because I went into this dreading
this. You're sucking his dick right now.
I went into this dreading this. Like, God fucking damn it. Especially when I saw the runtime. But for that first 20 minutes, it made me laugh a handful of times. And then, to your point, it just went on way too long. And it ends on a fucking whimper. That said, I feel like we've seen so much worse.
Yeah.
You put in why him this weekend. Why did you do that?
Yeah, you threatened to leave the house?
Yeah.
I'm leaving if this stays on. I'm like, damn, guys.
Yeah, I was like, he popped in why him? And I was like, dude, I'm not joking. If you leave this on, I'm going to leave.
Grown-ass man, pistol fit.
Yeah. What's the alternative? Yeah, what's the alternative? To sit there and watch a movie that I know I fucking despise?
Bitch, you made us for an hour and a half. Fuck you.
You hadn't seen it!
Oh, fuck you!
You hadn't seen it!
But you knew it was trash!
I know, but you hadn't seen it! Period!
And they call me crazy.
Yeah. So for me, yeah, it's a rental. It's an unenthusiastic one. I will never see it again, ever, but it made me laugh a few times. And, hey, I feel like we've seen worse comedies this year already.
So. You know, it's funny when you say, I'll never see this movie again. It's like he took that as a challenge.
Yeah, yeah, you had one of those nights, those movie nights. He's going to make you see it again.
Mm-hmm. It's coming. thank you, Coleman. I love you so much, man.
I think you and I,
we're
right there.
This movie,
we get it.
Yes,
you guys are running the joke into the ground like Baywatch. Yeah.
Exactly. That movie that you gave a rental to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you're enjoying this, right?
I give it a rental.
This comedy, this comedy that runs 2 hours, maybe had 4 minutes worth of funny parts in it, and the rest of it is just slogged down. It's a mess. It's a fucking predictable mess. You see the same shit over and over. You see a fat guy fall down. You see the fat guy get the cute girl. You get to see the two pretty people.
Spoiler.
Fuck y'all. We get all this shit that is so predictable that we have to see all the goddamn time. And the thing is, with this movie, they had the blueprint with 21 Jump Street. You can take a cheesy TV property and turn it into something funny if you know what you're doing with it. And these people didn't. You're saying that The Rock was able to pull out some things that made you laugh. Again, for 3 minutes of the movie. But that's about it. There's nothing in here that's redeemable outside of those 4 minutes that you laugh, and that's it. And then them running those same jokes into the ground is what killed it for me. If you do a joke maybe two or three more times, all right, I kind of get it. You could be in the Randall Somo bullshit territory. But when you do it four or five or six more times and it's not even hitting anymore, what the fuck are we here for? You're wasting my time. You're making this movie longer than it should be. Fuck this movie all the way through.
Amen.
God damn it. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Man.
Fuck all y'all. I'm out. God.
I'm glad there's no guns in the house.
No, I'm still going to shoot your ass. Same gun I got for Felix. So I'm going to shoot you first. Because Felix going to turn around and kill me. And I would take it to put me out of my misery out of watching something like this. Y'all don't understand. Hell, y'all don't understand.
I bet if there was someone else besides Zac Efron, you would have given this around.
No, don't pull that shit on me. Don't you think you don't know me?
He knows it.
You don't know me. How long you been here? You don't know shit about me.
No, he's right.
It didn't help.
A rental. Like, we got more laughs out of Diary of a Wimpy Kid than this. That movie was terrible too.
Yeah, movie was
yeah,
really
but
bad
y'all gave
too.
It some old bullshit. And well, y'all gave this a rental.
Man.
Well, like Diary of a Wimpy Kid, those were unintentional laughs from extras.
Exactly.
Like that's the same thing with Battlefield Earth. That's a movie that's
I'm
hilarious. Because
how
it's
you know they're
terrible.
Not doing that on purpose? Maybe it was part of the whole thing.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
Man, I don't know.
No, yes, you do. Yeah, they did not do it on purpose. Don't you change your feelings?
Don't y'all talk shit about me. Being crazy and jumping out and lashing at people. You see the passion over here for some bullshit-ass movie right here. And I'm glad you get me, sir.
Man, you.
Yeah, we were fine. Like, yeah,
we're not passionate about it.
It's like, you guys can hate it all you want. We don't care. They didn't like Baywatch.
You remember this next time? When the Smurfs 2 come out, you remember this shit. Yep.
Smurfs gotta fuck you, but this is a rental.
Everybody got theirs.
You turn the canals into the damn X Games.
Yeah, that's because we were in lifeguard pursuit.
There's no such thing as lifeguard pursuit.
How do I explain this so that you people understand?
You people? You people?
Oh, you don't get to say that. You're just 10.
Right on.
Come on, brother.